abbreviated day today, and we got the necessary work in as far as blitzes and blitz adjustments and things like that. And yeah, it's always fun to watch the younger players. You give them exposure or they get exposed. And some of them got exposed today. They weren't as sharp as they should have been after being here for 6 weeks. But that's the part that you learn, hopefully, before you get to training camp. And to get in that playbook and make sure that when you get an opportunity, it's exposure and not getting exposed.
Did you learn any specific things, Bruce, in the offseason?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you evaluate a lot of things. Mostly the learning process. You know, the guys that you can trust to be in the right spots at the right time, and whether their eyes are where they belong. And the physicality of the sport, we'll have plenty of time for that part. And that separates a lot of guys. A lot of guys in the spring look really good. Then the noise level goes up and they disappear. Guys that, you know, say he's just an average guy. You put the pads on and all of a sudden he flies around, he knocks the crap out of people. He's a football player. That's why they call it football, not soccer. And, you know, we're allowed to hit each other and we're supposed to hit each other. And that part of the game is what makes it. And it's not for everybody.
Is this offense where you want it to be going into this break?
I'm pleased where we are. We're not where we need to be to win what we want to win. You know, we're still making too many mistakes, and especially in the blitz game with all 11 guys. But we're much, much further along than we were last year.
What was your message to the team for the next 4 to 6 weeks?
This is the beginning. This is the first day of in-season. Off-season's over. This is the first day of in-season. We're not in condition right now to play for a championship. The fatigue made idiots out of some guys yesterday. It'll make coward out of you quick, but it'll make an idiot out of you even faster. A lot of guys became idiots in that 2-minute drill yesterday when it was, you know, it was really, really hot, and that's why you do those things.
How much continuing education can they do on their own between now and camp?
A ton. All the stuff that, all the notes you take and all the film that you watched, you need to continue, you know, that it's for that. It's still there for them to continue. You can't get away from it. You better get out and get conditioned. And I think a lot of young guys learn that you their agents condition them for the 40, for the combine. It had nothing to do with playing football. As soon as they get here, they pull a hamstring because they're changing directions, and it's getting in football shape. And there's a lot of difference to that. We have a great strength and conditioning staff, so they'll have them ready.
Jobs aren't necessarily one without pads on, but did anyone kind of separate themselves over the last few weeks, someone that you noticed out there?
Yeah, the DBs, and you know, Justin Bethel, Tony Jefferson, of the wideouts, Mike Floyd had an unbelievable offseason. Teddy Ginn made great progress, John Brown. And there's a bunch of the guys, but the skill guys are the ones that can show you more this time of year.